Tani, which is in the fifth line down. Tani Asor Kosu Shosim Beisa Beisa Avel. You drink 10 cups of wine in the Beisa Avel. Now, the Bavli also brings this down, that there you do, they drink 10 cups, Shtaim Lifnei Amazon, two before you eat, the Chamish B'Socha Amazon, five within the meal, the Shlosha L'Achar Amazon, three after the meal. Elu Shlosha Shalachar Amazon, the three which are after the meal, Echol Birkos Amazon, one of them is for benching, one of them is to honor the people who have come to do the chesed of the favor, the kindness of being Menachem Avel. One for the actual consoling of the Avel themselves. It's probably not, because it's not like Arba Kosos, but. They were supposed to drink through 10 altogether. Shemeson Gamliel, Sifalem Ochlosha. When Gamliel died, they added another three. Echol Lechazana Knesses, one for the Chazana Knesses is the leader of the leader, I guess, is who was in charge. He had some sort of gabos. I'm not sure exactly what he did, but something to do with the Chever Kadisha. It's not necessarily a Chazan, as we call it nowadays, but like the Shamish. Vechel Rosh Knesses, one for the head of the Chever Kadisha. Vechel Gamliel, one commemorating the death of Ram Gamliel. Now, this is too much. Came true, basin tree, mishtakrim, basin, so people are getting drunk. You have 13 cups of wine, people are getting drunk, you know, like we had before. And they were, the only thing they weren't doing is singing and dancing. So they brought it back down to 10 again. 10 people can handle. 13, that's going too far. Okay? Kohen Maushi Tamil Chavad Rabbo. Can a Kohen go and be Matami himself in order to honor his Rebbe? What's that word we talk about? Rabbi Yani Zir Domach. Rabbi Yani the younger died. I apologize. Rabbi Yane Zeira, Dama Chamoy, his father-in-law died. Who have a Chamoy was both his father-in-law, who have a Rabbi and his Rebbe. So Rabbi Yane's father-in-law was also his Rebbe died. Show Rabbi Yechon. So he asked Rabbi Yechon, can I go to Levaya? Vasile, Rabbi Yochanan forbade him to go to Levaya. Shama Rab Acha, and Rab Acha heard this, Umar, and he said, Yitao Mulo Talmidov, his student should become Talmidim. So he was Matir Cohen, who's a student, to go to the Levaya of his Rebbe. You got to stop using that phrase. It's not up to you to like. It's not up to you to accept. And if you don't like it, too bad.
This is a regular coin, not a coin.
We don't pass this way, though.
This is not a coin guard.
No, it's not a coin guard. It was a regular coin. And it's a regular Rebbe. So the thing is like this. The Mashbiach points out that Rab Acha's Loshen, Yitam Lo Tamidov, is saying to him, I'm not being matured to you because it's your father-in-law. That's not the Heter. The Heter is because you're his you're his student, okay?
Don't we have like a list of seven people that the Kohen is allowed?
Yes, but Rebbe is not one of them. It's a big Kiddush. This is a Kiddush because the Kavod HaTor would allow the Kohen to go back to the Beis HaKvaros. This is not something which appears in the Bavli at all. Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Yossi Nidmutalo Talmidov. Rabbi Yossi, his students became Tommy, his Kwanim, students were Kwanim, went to his Levaya. However, right after Levaya, Ochlu Basar v'shasu yayin. They ate meat and they drank wine. So Ramona was displeased with this. He said this, Chadamin tati lo poli l'chon. One of these two things is, lo poli l'chon means literally does not escape from you. But it means here, one of them is incorrect. If you're in mourning, why did you eat meat and why did you drink wine? He was asking, they should have been like oinonim, so it must be right before the Levaya. He said to them, if you're acting like you're in Avelus, so don't eat meat and don't drink wine until the body is buried. If you're not mourning, what right did you have as Kohanim to go to the Beis HaKvaros? Okay, that's fine. Here we see a chiddush that for one's Rebbe, one can go and to be matami oneself, even if one is a Kohen. Okay? That's one thing. Now let's go to the next thing. Says the Gemara, Kumaushi Tami Kohen Lekovet Torah. Can a Kohen go and be Matami himself for the honor of Torah? Now what do we mean by this? Says the Gemara, he's going to learn Torah. Well, says actually, Pnei Moshe, I should say. He says he's going to learn Torah. Can a Kohen go in a place where there's Tumah if he's going to learn Torah?
No,
Same question.
There's one,
same issue. If he didn't like the last thing, he shouldn't like this thing either.
Well, there's only one thing that a Kohen can do. If there's a dead body, you know what I mean?
Only if it's a Mace Mitzvah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's not this.
Yeah, then it's just, then I don't like this.
Yes.
Where would he be learning?
I'm glad you're providing comic relief this evening. Yes.
Why would he be learning Torah in a makom?
No. So this is the Maisa. We have a Maisa. Says when Rabbi Yossi Avi Yossi Masne. Rabbi Yossi was sitting and learning. Val Misa, and a dead body came into the shul or wherever they were. I guess they're having the Levaya there. Man the. Mandanofik, the Kohanim who were in his shir, who left, Mandanofik, they left the room, Lomerly Klum, he didn't say them anything, he didn't say to them stay. However, this is the more critical part, Umandi Yosiv lay, those who remained sitting there, also Lomerly Klum, he didn't say them anything. So see Rabbi Yosiel, that even though there's Tumah in the building, the Kohanim could stay in order to learn Torah.
Maybe he was so engrossed in learning, he didn't know.
Well, then the Gemara probably will. Ascertain that he was not, and because he saw those people walking out.
Now, are you allowed to continue learning even though the mace has been brought in?
Well, it's not in the same room, probably. In the same room, you're not supposed to, but it's probably a different room, it's just in the same building. Rami Chemer Breda, now, similar issue. Rami Chemer Breda, Rabbi Chia Baraba Omar, the son of Rabbi Chia Baraba said, Abba, my father, who was a Kohen, Rabbi Chia Baraba, he wouldn't go underneath the awnings in Caesarea on his way to the Beis Medrash because there would be Mesim under the awnings. So therefore his position was that as a Kohen on his way to learn Torah, he is not allowed to be Matayim himself for Mesim. However, Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Chizkun, Rabbi Kohen and Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, guess which one was the Kohen? They're walking down the main thoroughfares in Tzipori. Paltius is the main thoroughfare. So they came to an awning, an archway. Underneath it was a dead body, which there was a dead body. Upirish Rabbi Kohen. So Rabbi Kohen went around. He went the long way around. He gilu makom tar. When they got to a place where it was definitely tar, because the rest, and he rejoined them. I'm alone. So he said to them, but my asking, tell me what you were talking about while I wasn't with you, when I had to take the long way around. I'm Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Acho Bar Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acho. So Rabbi Chizkia said to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acho, L'otem Relei Klum. Don't tell him anything. Im Mishum De Boishlei. We don't know for what reason. He was upset at him. Im Mishum De Boishlei, either because he was upset at him, to Parish, that he went the long way around, because the halacha shemitami l'tamud Torah, lo yadin. We don't know if the reason why it was upset him is because the halacha is that in order to learn Torah, a Kohen is allowed to be mitami himself. Imishum dava taisan lo yadin. Or if he was a bothersome nuisance person. We don't know. So in other words, they didn't want to tell Rabbi Kohen what was going on. We're not sure why. It could be because they're upset at him that he went around because he didn't have to, because the Kohen is allowed to be Matamik Lantura. But it could be just something. He was a nuisance, a difficult person, and therefore they didn't want to bother with him. It's interesting, in modern Hebrew, Tayas is a pilot. I don't know if it's related, but here, so maybe it's, you know.
What does it mean here?
Somebody, a flighty person, right? A difficult person. Okay?
Matos is a plane.
Matos is a plane. Tayas is a pilot.
Do we know for sure that they were talking different Torah as they were walking?
We don't know for sure, but it seems from the Gemara's assumption is that that's what they were saying. We don't know for sure. But even if they weren't, their opinion was, since they were on the way to the Beis Medrash, so therefore you should have remained with them and gone with them to the Beis Medrash.
Yeah. The other thing without I would think is that just not to embarrass Rav Cohen, they should have walked with him.
They didn't care about embarrassing.
They don't try to give a rationale.
Didn't we have that in the Gemara yesterday that you're not supposed to? You're
not supposed to single people. How can I tell you? Yes.
They don't make an effort to give a rationale why. He
didn't want to be Matami. There was an awning there, which was Tommy. And he didn't want to take chances.
A rational but principle, rather than to just say, here are cases that do laws like this or this, and here's evidence. In order to try to give evidence by Mises, as opposed to try to.
Oh, you mean we? That's an interesting point. I haven't thought about that. In other words, Yerushalmi's brings more. Doesn't talk about the principles so much as trying to prove what it went on. Meister Shoya is a lot. That's a very good point. You know, it's a very valid issue which you're raising, which I didn't notice till now. Yerushalmi relies much more on Meister Rav in determining halacha than the Bavli does. That's a very interesting point, and probably we'll have to see if that bears itself out consistently throughout the Yerushalmi. Good point. Says Maritani, we learned. Matami Kohen v'yetz l'chutz l'aretz. Now, Kohen is normally not allowed to go to chutz l'aretz, except for the following reasons. L'dini mominus, for going to a court case. L'dini for monetary matters. L'dini fush is going to a court case for matters that have to do with life and death. Kirish HaChodesh, in order to convene a Beis Din, to be Mekadish the Chodesh, to denounce the new moon. Libar Shon, in order to convene a Beis Din, to make a leap year. Ulahatzil Sodom Yad, going to save his field from the hands of a Goy. In other words, he has a field, which I guess belongs to his family in Chutzlart, and he wants to save it from a Goy who is coming and claiming that it is his. In that, yes?
I thought that was for everybody, not just the
coin. No, anybody, so Rav Cook says that anybody can go to Israel out of the Chutzlart for any reason. It's only Kohanim who require a special reason to go to Chutzlart. In the Bavli, you're right, in the Bavli, it's mashma, that even a regular Yisrael needs a special excuse to go to Chutzlart. But the Yerushalmi is learning that that special excuse is only necessary for a Kohen, not necessary for regular Yisrael.
I thought it was for learning or money, getting married.
Same idea. Yeah. That's what we're going to bring now. Call those on Omid base. Okay. Says Marvafilu, and even the it's Litor. Litor is from the Aramaic deal tor. And it means Afilu deal tor yotzer. Even if there's a rumor, deal torin is Lashon Hara in Aramaic. So even if there isn't a definite claim against this field, but they're just rumors that people are about to lay claims to his field, he can go out and try and overcome that complaint against his field. And of course, as you mentioned, go limotarin, go to chutzar to learn Torah, felisa isha, and to marry a woman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says no. Im yesh lo me'echon limot, if he asks from somewhere to learn, echon is the same word as heichon. With A. If you ask him where to learn in Eretz Yisrael, Ayitame. You shouldn't go to Chutzlaretz to be Matame yourself to go learn a Chutzlaretz. Rabbi Yosef, Rafil Yeshlom Eichel Nilmot, Torah, very famous quote. Rabbi Yosef says, even if you have a place in which to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, Yitame. You're permitted to go and defile yourself and learn a Chutzlaretz. Shalom Yichel Adam Zoichel Nilmot. You're not Zoicha to learn from everybody. In other words, even though there's so many great yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, maybe you, Dafka you, are going to be Zoicha to learn Torah much better in Chicago. So you should go to Chutzlaretz in order to learn Torah. So every person is subjective, right? Sesmar, how come you all smile and laugh when I say learn Torah better in Chicago? Sesmar, Amra Lava Rav Yosef. He used to, in fact, be Matame himself and follow his Rebbe to Tzidon, which is in Chutz Laretz, in Sidon, in Lebanon. But they said, normally, unless it's for Tachlis, unless they promised him a wife. They promised him a wife for a shidduch, everything is okay. But otherwise, he should stay in Eretz Yisrael. Maushi Tan, period. New issue. Maushi Tan, Mikoyin, Lutzis, Kapayin. Can a Kohen go to a place that's going to make him Tomei in order to do Duchen? So, Magbila, so Agchoy, the brother of Rabbi Abba Bar Kohen, who was obviously a Kohen, Omar Kumi Rabbi Yossi said before Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Acha, name Rabbi Acha, Metame Kohen Lutzis, Kapayin. Mikoyin is allowed to become Tomei in order to Duchen. So you can go to Chutz Laretz or go through a cemetery in order to do Chutz. Shama Rabbi Acha said this, Umar, and he said, I didn't tell him this. In other words, the Rabbi Acha was obviously Rabbi Abba Bar Kohen's Rebbe. Rabbi Acha was the one who was being quoted here by Magbila in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Acha was the original source. Says Rabbi Acha, I never told him anything of the sort. He shouldn't say it in my name. Says the Gemara, Chazav Amar. Then he said, you know what? Oh, Dilma, maybe, perhaps, Lo Shamimini, he didn't hear that from me, Ela Kidamar. Rather, he heard that which I said, Kain Husha Amarti, like that which I said. Rabbi Yehuda imposes his name, Rabbi Lezer, Kol Kohen Shuomi Beis HaKnesses, any Kohen who's standing in Shul, Vayner Nosei Kizkapov, and doesn't Duchen while he's standing there, if they call him up to the Duchen and say Kohanim, so then over Basay. He transgresses the mitzvah of say of Kos of Archus B'nai Yisrael, go and bless the Jewish people. Usavar Meimar, maybe from that, Magbila thought that I meant Shemitzvah Saseh, Dochel Mitzvah Lo Saseh, that since the Kohuna, the Duchening is a Mitzvah Saseh, positive commandment, and going and being Matami yourself is a negative commandment. Therefore, the principle of Saseh, Dochel Lo Saseh, applies there. Ana, however, even if he made that mistake, on a lomri seiklum, I didn't say that to him. Therefore, I sune bring Magbilo here, vana alkune, and I will beat him for having said the wrong thing in my name. So one second. The Mashbiach brings down, he thinks that this Gemara is messed up. He says the Rabbi Acha must have, that which Rabbi Acha expressed the desire to smite Magbila was before he was Mlamid Schusa Magbila, the Magbila must have made a mistake. Because you don't, once he thinks so, Magbila must have made a mistake because he thought that which the Rabbi Acha said, that a Kohen must Duchan, if he's in Shul, is tantamount to saying that he must be Matami himself to go Duchan. If that's an honest mistake, why should he beat the guy for it? So it must be that he intended to beat him before he realized it was an honest mistake. Once he realized it was an honest mistake, he no longer intended to beat him. Maybe. Yes.
Say Dokha Tosa comes from Gedilim Tasiacha. I don't recall the Bavli having any similar discussions.
Panacea Skapaim?
Yeah.
No. No. There is no similar discussion, Bavli, as far as I know. But the thing is, we don't pask in this way. Although we said that Bavli was quite clear for the Ushami, that a Kohen may go to Levi of his Rebbe if he so pleases, but a Kohen cannot be Matami himself for Panacea Skapaim. It's pretty clear. Okay? Rabbi Avo Avi Yasif, Rabbi Avo was sitting, Maste and learning, Beknishta Medarta in the lower shul, Bekesarin in Caesarea. Vavatam on Miso. And there was a dead body in the shul. Asos Ansan Nasias Kapain. So the time came to Duchen. Velo Shalule. They didn't ask. The Kohanim didn't ask, Rebbe, can we go in Duchen? Despite the fact that there's a dead body here. Asos answer the mechla v'shal, the time came for the meal. The shalulay, and they asked him, Rebbe, can we go in and eat despite the fact that there's a mace in the shul? Amar lun, so he rebuked them. He said, al nesias kapayim lo sheltunli. To whether to go duchin and ask me. You just refrain from duchinin. Now when it comes to eating, now you're hungry, you want to know if you're allowed to go into the shul to go eat, you bali taiva, you.
It's
a mitzvah.
Right?
Why is it a mitzvah? He didn't like that concept. Came and the shamu came once they heard that. Have a kol chad v'chad, each one of the Kohanim present, shami garme, removed himself from the premises of Orak and ran away because they were afraid of his wrath. Okay? Interesting, Mises Avenue, Shami. Katsolik duklanaitus, duklitainus, malka. When a certain king, Rabbi Trusky told me his English name is the Klanathines or something like that, one of the Roman emperors, he came up to Caesarea, to Caesarea, to Eretz Yisrael. Chamun, they saw Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Mivsa al Kivari in the Tzur even though he was a Kohen, he was walking over the graves in Tsar, Begin Mechamune, in order to see him. Why did he want to see him so badly? Excuse me?
Diocletian.
Oh, okay, you know it is too. Who is that? The Roman Emperor. Okay. Okay. So, in the Bible, the same Maisa appears, but it doesn't appear with the name of the king. Says Mara, why did they go? Why did Rechi Abraham go? What was the mitzvah which he was fulfilling? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yehuda said, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, in name Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvah liros gedolei amachos. It's a mitzvah to go see the great leaders of the kingdom. Why? L'kshetavo malchus beis David. In order that when the kingship of the house of David is restored, Yehei yodea lafrish ben malchus l'malchus, will be able to distinguish between the lowly kings of this world and our kings, the Mashiach. Maushi itame koin l'kovet anos. Can a Kohen go and be matame himself in the honor of a Nasi who died? It's not his Rebbe, the Nasi, the leader of the generation. Okay. Kadamech Rabbi Yudah Nasiya, when Rabbi Yudah Nasi died, Achriz Rabbi Yanai Umar, Rabbi Yanai pronounced and said, Ein kehuna hayoyim, there's no kuna today. In other words, everybody can go levi, even Kohanim, and there is such a concept that if Tzadikim die, the Kohanim can go to the Kohanim can go to the levi. Kadamech Rabbi Yudah Nasiya Bar Berei Rabbi Nasiya, Rabbi Yudah Nasiya the Amora, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the last of the great the editor of the Mishnah, when he died, Dachav Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba was the Kohen, pushed Rabbi Zira, who was also Kohen, Biknishta the Gufna, it's burned into the I don't know what Knishta the Gufna is, here it says, the shul in the vineyard, where the Leviah was in Tzipori, Visave, and he compelled him to become Tameh in honor of Rabbi Yudah and the Sia's Leviah. Not only that, look at this. Kadamchis, when they died, Nehoroi, Achseid Rabbi Yudah and the Sia, who was the sister of Rabbi Yudah and the Sia, Sholech Rabbi Chanina, Besar Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Chanina sent after Aimon and said, even though you're Kohen, come be Matami for her. In other words, go to the Leviah. Because she was the sister of the Nasi. Says the he responded normally, Na'ah. He answered in a sharp way. Said, in their lives, women are needed, so we don't be Matami ourselves for them. So, B'koshke Misasa, we're certainly not going to go be Matami ourselves to be by the Leviathans when they're dead. There's a sharp retort, and you're saying, I'm not going to Leviathan. For a Nasi, maybe. For a Nasi, for the Rebbetzin, not. I'm Rabbi Nasa. Rabbi Nasa said, no. You should go. Why? B'misasa, in their death, also a son commits mitzvah. A very lumdish response he gives. He says, those who are supposed to be afforded special honor and dignity in their death, they are given the status of a meis mitzvah. Just like a meis mitzvah, a dead body who has nobody to bury it. A kohen can be matami for that dead body. So too, the covet, the honor which is required when a great person dies, is a mitzvah which requires everybody to go, and that's why even Kohanim can go to the Leviah in that case. Okay? Maushi, period. New issue. Maushi itami koin kibud aveh. Kibud aveh. Can a koin kobi matami himself in order to fulfill the mitzvah kibud aveh? Rabbi Yasa Shama, so we'll have it here we see. Rabbi Yasa heard the Asas email of Butzra, that his mother was coming to Butzra, which is a city in Chutz Laris. Shal Rabbi Yochanan, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, he's a Kohen, Ma'u Latzeis, can I go out to Chutz Laris to greet her because of Kibbutz, even though Chutz Laris is Tameh? So Rabbi Yochanan said, Amarle, Im Ibnei Tzakonas Drachim, if you're asking me whether you can go out because you're afraid of being waylaid by bandits on the highway, say, that you don't have to worry about. Imishum kibud aveim, but if you're asking because of the lumness of a Kohen going to be matami if you kibud aveim, any of them. I don't know. I don't know what the loch is. Atrach alav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. He kept on hacking and bothering Rabbi Yochanan. and ask him for permission. Either Rabbi Yochanan say he doesn't know the psak. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan said, Umar, im gamartu letzeis, if you decided to go, and that's why you're bugging me so much, so I don't know that locha, go, tovo b'shalom, at least come back in peace. So he told him basically, stop bugging me. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, as a result of Rabbi Yochanan's hesitation in responding to the question, so the issue is still a question. We don't have the answer for it. Let's go to see on page 47 here, Chavtal Ramad Aleph. Vitzricha Shema, we take it, don't know. We still need an answer because Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer the question. Shama Rabbi Lezer heard that it was still a question. Umar, and he said, Ein Rishus Klom Mizu, there's no greater permission to leave Eretz Yisrael, even for a Kohen, to go to Chutzar to Kibud Avim. It's certainly permitted in that case. Okay, says more, Maushi Tame Kohen Lukovid Rabbi. Can a Kohen go be Matami himself in honor of a lot of people? Not as Rabbi, not as parent, for a lot of people, for Tzibur. What's it for such a case? Tani, we learned in the Braisa. There are two parallel ways. Matimos means parallel here. One of them takes a long way to traverse, but it's Torah. There's no dead bodies on the way. And one of them is a shorter way, but there are a lot of dead bodies on the way. If the masses, many people are going on the long way, which is Torah, then you go with them on the Torah way. Im lav, and if not, holch bikrova, even the Kohen is allowed to go on the shorter way, despite the fact that there's tumah underneath, mipnei kovod harabim, because so as not to be poreish from the rabim, not to distance himself from the multitudes which he was traveling. Says more, okay, ad kedun, until now, I would assume that that's the case, bitumah shel divrei, in a tumah d'rabbanan. But afilu tuma shall shimi divrei Torah. But the truth is that it's even in a tuma which is doraisa. You see that even to go with the masses on a way which is definitely a mace doraisa. The Kohen is allowed to go because of the honor of the masses. How do we know this? Dom Rabbi Zira, because Rabbi Zira said, "Godu kavod harabim. Our great is the kavod harabim." Shudocha mitzvah lo saseh, that it pushes off a negative command, shoachas, for one moment. Now, it doesn't tell us which mitzvah kavod harabim we're talking about here that pushes off negative commands. So the charedim here, in the pshat which I find the most palatable to me, he says that the pshat is, it's not there is no mitzvah kavod harabim which we find explicitly pushing off a lav. There's a mitzvah kavod haTorah. That's a covenant Torah, that an elder does not have to, should not denigrate himself. And we know the Gemara tells about Metzia that an elder, a sage, does not have to return an Aveda. He doesn't have to return a lost object that it's beneath his dignity to do so. It's a return of big pen or something like that. So the Gemara says there that it says, L'tuchel Yisalem, that you should not ignore an aveda. But the more darshan pomim shatayochli sound, there are times that you can ignore an aveda. Where is one of them? A zaki venel fikvoda, an old man. It's not based on not bekovedik for him to start looking to start returning lost objects. So therefore, it says here that since we find by kovod haTorah that the say of kovod kibud tamar chacham is doiche, pushes off the lo say of lo tuchal yisalem, you shouldn't ignore any lost object. So to by us, the kovod harabim, the honor of the masses, pushes off the problem of being matami oneself, even the problem of being matami oneself to arise.
So this contradicts what Rav Kahn did before.
This contradicts Rav Cohen, yes.
But the Gemara
doesn't bring it down in that context, right? It would be very un-Yerushalmi-like to refer back to a mitzvah blad ago. Rishami, we don't have that continuity, right? Everything is disassociated, right? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yosef. So therefore, from this we say, Ado Amra. From this we conclude, Afilu b'tumah shumi divrei Torah. Even by tumas toraisa, we're metame a kohen in order to do it with kavod a rabbi for kavod haTorah. Says when Rabbi Yoni and Rabbi Yosef Glila said, "B'shem Rabbi Yosef Chinah, name Rabbi Yosef Chinah, ain't sholim alach lifnei mitasul shames." One is not allowed to discuss halachic matter in front of the corpse of a dead body, in front of the stretcher bearing a dead body. Says the Gemara, how could this be? Hi, vo Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan shol Rabbi Yanai. Did Rabbi Yochanan ask a shayla in front of two Rabbi Yanai? Kumi asked Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotzad in front of the stretcher in which the dead body of Rabbi Shmuel ben Yotzadok lay. Says, what question did he ask him? He asked him, Hikdisho losa betekabayis. He asked him, if you're maktish, if you take an animal which is already consecrated to be an ola, and he consecrated to betekabayis, the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, what is that locha? So he asked it in front of the stretcher. We see he can ask a locha in front of a dead body. Says, Vumegivle. And Rabbi Yana responded to him. That whole conversation there. Says Gemara, name I know. Let's say that was different. That was kind of a rochik. They were at a distance, say about 4 amas from the dead body. Or Okarava masking the seder, once they finish the seder, once they finish the burial, at that point is only then the Rabbi Yana answer. Says Varvar Rabbi Yirmiya. Hi, what didn't Rabbi Yirmiya show Rabbi Zira? Didn't he ask a shayla from Rabbi Zira? Kumi asked Shmuel Yitzchak when they were both standing by the Levaya of Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak. Again, says Gemara, Neymar, we can say, Karava Rochi, Karava Megavle, he only responded to him when he was at a distance. Karava Kari, when he was nearby, Lava Megavle, he wouldn't respond to him. Tani, we learned. Fascinating, Gemara. Hakatofim, the pallbearers. Asurimina Sasana, they can't wear shoes. Why? Shema Yivsuk Sandola Shalachaman. Because maybe one of the shoe straps will break. One of them, one of the shoelaces, and then Nimsa Misakim the Mitzvah is going to stop doing the mitzvah of pallbearing in order to stoop down to fix the shoe. So in order to be able to fix the shoe, you shouldn't wear shoes altogether. Which is unheard of. This is not paskin this way in the halacha. Says more, at least we don't know what it is. Rabbi Zera, who was actually a Kohen. So it's unlikely he was carrying Shorah, but Dibura the Mashpiach says that when he was carrying the dead body, he stumbled. Shorah means he stumbled, but Dibura while he was carrying the dead body. That bar means to lead something in Aramaic. But now that I think about it, since he was a Kohen, it's unlikely he was a pallbearer. Even by the Levites, he was allowed to go because it was his Rebbe or something. He probably wasn't a pallbearer. So therefore, I like the Pnei Moshe's shot better. Shorah Dibura the Pnei Moshe says, He was giving a hesped and he stopped in the middle. Shara means he stopped the bura while he was speaking. So after, and he fainted. After they came, Boyan Miskafne, they wanted to prop him up. Vashkuchuni and they found him groaning. He fainted and he was groaning when they tried to prop, they tried to bring him back to life. Amrulay, so they said to him, Mao Kane, what's going on here? Why'd you faint? Why are you moaning now? Marlon, he said to them, Lochain, for this reason, the Sinon, I came to the situation which can be described, Al Shame, based on the Pasuk, Vachayitain Libo, the lying person should pay attention to the fact that this person is dead. In other words, he started thinking about death and dying, and about, I guess, Yom HaDin and all that kind of stuff, so that's why he got upset and fainted dead away. Okay?
Going back to not wearing a sandal,
yeah.
The chances of getting a splinter or cut on glass. Or
yeah, that's why it's a very weird halacha. I guess you can wear like a strapless sandal, or something which is not good, or a loafer, or something like that. Right.
It shouldn't have a strap.
That's right. It shouldn't come untied. The shoelace.
This thing sort of comes out of the again, no evidence, no nothing. It's almost a rationale.
For almost what?
they actually do give a rationale.
They give a rationale.
Maybe, maybe this will happen. But
yeah.
Don't give any proof that anybody ever followed.
No, 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 no. This is, but this is supposed to be like a little bit of a proof. In other words, that people can get distracted while they're doing the mitzvah, so you have to be careful not to give them any other distraction. Okay, Aloha Beis. Now we're going back to quoting from the Mishnah, which we learned at the beginning of the Perek. Karus Hameis. Once they buried the dead body, v'chosun, they started coming back. If they can begin and say and finish the first part of Shema, before they reach the lineup, Yaschila should start Shema. Bimlav, and if not, lo yaschila shouldn't start, in order not to to cause undue delay to the consolation. V'ondi Mishur, when they stand there in line, hapnimim, the inner ones are potter v'chosun chayim, and the outer ones are chayim. We're going to explain that in the Gemara. Tani, we learned. In order to avoid canceling Kriya Shema, you don't take the mace out to Levaya when it's time to daven. Sometime, an hour here is not specific, but sometime before the time of Shema. Or you do it sometime later than that time of Shema. Kedeshi Krubi Spalu, to give you enough time not just to say Shema, but to daven. So says Mara, wait a minute, didn't we learn our Mishnah that you're supposed to first give priority to burying the dead body over davening? Vatir, only Karvus Hameis, only after you finish burying the dead body, the Chazu, then you go back and daven. Says Mara, Tipater, explain the Mishnah, Bilei Davren Savin, that's talking about a case where the people buried the dead body before they said Shema, because they thought the East Be'anoa, that they still have Ona, they still have time. The Lace Be'anoa, then it turned out that they have no time, and that's why they're exempt from saying Shema. But normally, you're not exempt from saying Shema by virtue of the fact that you have to go and bury a dead body. So it says the Gemara further. We are up to Chavdal and the Beis. What? Yeah. Tani, we learned. Hi, Hespate. The eulogizer. Oh, sorry. The last line? Yeah, it said there that anybody that this is talking about a case. Where do we have a case in the Mishnah where you're going to have a conflict between Shema and Levaya? If we said that you push off Levaya if the time to say Shema has drawn upon you, so we say it's a case where they thought they had enough time to bury the mace before they had to say Shema, and it turned out they did not, and therefore they were running late. So then it depends. If they have time to say Shema between the Levaya and the Shura, they say Shema then. If not, they don't say Shema. I'll come back to what the Shura is in a few minutes. Tani, we learned. Ha-Hespeh, a eulogy. Ha-Oskim-Hespeh, and anybody who's involved in Hespeh, in a eulogy, Mavsikin L'Kriya Shema, they interrupt for Shema. Ve'im Mavsikin L'Tfilah, but not for Shemon Esrei. Because Shema is the Oraisa, and Shemon Esrei is only the Rabbana. Maisoya, there was a certain Maisoya which happened. Vivsiko Rabbi Seinu, and our rabbi stopped in the middle of a Hespeh, L'Kriya Shema, U'Litfilah. For both davening and for both Kriya Shema and for davening, Shemon Esrei. Didn't we learn? Didn't we learn that all you have to do is begin and end Shema? We said Shemon Esrei, you push off altogether. Says Gemara, I'll tell you, Masnisa B'Yom Rishon. That which you only require to say Shema is on the first day of the Avelus, when the Chiyuv to say Hespeh is an overwhelming Chiyuv. However, Matitani Tana, that which this Brisa says that you have to also daven, take off time from the Hespeh to both say Shema and daven, that's B'Yom HaSheni, where the requirement to say Hespeh is not as strong. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Duma. Rav Shmuel Bar Duma said, Zeshu nichnas the Beis HaKnesses. A very important halacha l'maisa. Anybody comes into a shul. Umatza noim din mispalim, he found that tzibur zarei davening Shemon Esrei. Im yodehu maschil v'goymer. If he knows that he can begin and end. At shlo yaschil shliach tzibur. Before the shliach tzibur begins chazor shashatz. Kedei lanos achrov ame, in order to answer ame after shliach tzibur's brachos. Then he spiles. Then he should daven right now. V'imlav, and if not, al yisbal, you should wait till the after chazaras hashatz to daven. Beizu amin amru. What amins does he have to hear from the shliach tzibur? Not all the amins in Shmon Esrei. Trei amaroyim, two amaroyim at a machlokas. Chad amar, one said the amin he has to hear is shel kel ha-kodosh. It's the amin of a kel ha-kodosh. There we can finish Shmon Esrei by a kel ha-kodosh, he's okay. V'chad man do amar. V'chad amar, the other said, b'amin shel shomei tefillah, he has to hear the amin of shomei tefillah. And therefore, if you can finish Shmon Esrei, it's a big kula. If you begin an ankle of Shmon Esrei before the tzibur reaches Shema Koleinu, then he's allowed to begin and end quickly. Says the Gemara, I'm right, Pinchas, and Pinchas says, V'lo plige. Not only that, they don't argue. Look at this. Ma'adamar b'amin shel kel kodosh. He says you have to wait, you have to be finished by the time they get to kel kodosh. That's by Shabbos. Because there's no shomei tefillah. So then, in Chazoyos HaShatz, what's the most single most important bracha? A kel kodosh. However, ma'adamar b'shomei tefillah, he says that he has to make sure that before the tzibur gets to Shomei Tefillah, that's b'chol, because on a weekday, the most important bracha in Shmon Esrei, to which to answer amen, is Shomei Tefillah. Okay? Tani, we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kulam Shura Achas. In the old days, it used to be everybody stood in one line.
If I could just interject.
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be any clear analogy between the significance of Shomei Tefillah and of Kel HaKadosh.
No, there is no one.
It's like Kel HaKadosh is reflective on God.
You know what's even more fascinating?
Yeah.
We don't care about Kedusha. Don't care. Take a look here in the Maraponim on the bottom. It says, oh, wait, I see. I said the Maraponim or somewhere else? I know. I saw somewhere somebody speaks about it, that they didn't care about Kedusha and why it was. And the Nusach HaTefillah in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have. Yeah, the Charedim brings it down. He says in the second line, the Charedim, Amen Shal Kel Kodesh, Arosh Tosev Yerushalmi Zev Simul Kachi Shli Zolokash Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't care about Kedusha. He holds that you can say Kedusha. The Yerushalmi holds you can say Kedusha as an individual. We possibly can't say Kedusha unless you have a tzibur. The Yerushalmi holds you can say Kedusha even as an individual. Kind of like the Kedusha we say in Hameir Lord's Ladorim Aleha, right? And Uvol Tzion as well. There, even a Yochi says it. So they held you can even a Yochi could say in Kedusha Shmon Esrei. But that wasn't your question. What's your question again?
It's just that it's like two different kinds of brachas. It seems like a strange comparison. Shemat Tefillah is, I guess it is reflective on God, but it's a different kind of power, different ability. It's more like how he benefits man.
Well, it's more the concept of the davening should be accepted. We want all of the community to participate in saying amen on the bracha, which reflects our earnest desire that all of our tefillah should be accepted. So it's not so much the descriptor of God, but our fervent request of Hashem. The salient bracha of Shmon Esrei. Okay, of course, you see there are two different issues which are being stressed. That's precisely the point you're making. On Shabbos, Hakel HaKodesh is stressed to a greater extent because we don't have supplications on Shabbos. But on weekdays, the nature of davening is supplication. So therefore, we stress to God our most fervent desire in the tefillah is not the glorification of God. That's the Shabbos tefillah. On a weekday, our most fervent desire is that God should listen to what we're saying and grant us all the bounty which we require. So you're right, it's a different intent on Shabbos and a weekday. They're not necessarily connected. Okay?
Did I hear you right when you said if you can't finish by a Kel HaKadosh, you should wait till after the Shliach?
You should wait till after the Shliach Tzibur finishes Chazaras
HaShatz. Don't you want to start Shmon Esrei when the Shliach Tzibur starts?
That you can do. You can say Shmon Esrei together with him because then the Shliach the Tzibur is saying Amen on your brachos as well.
Yeah.
Right, that you can do. But then he would wait till he begins Shmon Esrei.
Either or? I never heard.
Either or. Yeah, it's preferable to do it simultaneously with the Shliach Tzibur if you can. That's better than this. But that this if you can't do it that way. Okay, we said before... We said before about Ashura. Now we're going to learn a little bit more about Ashura. It's a little bit complicated here. Tani, we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer, Oyu Kulam Shura Achas. They all used to stand in one line. If they stand in one line, Omni Mishum Kavod, Chayovin, those who stand there because of honor are Chayav, Mishum Avel Paturin. Those stand there because of the Avel are Paturin. In other words, even if they're all standing in one row, and the Avelim are in the middle, between the two, there's one row on this side, one row on that side, the Avelim in the middle. Those who are there in order to be Menachem Avel, they're indeed exempt from Shema and Shmon Esrei. Those who are there because they came not to be Menachem Avel, but to give honor to the event, which is a lesser level of commitment to the Avelim. Those people are Mechuyev and Shema and Mechuyev and Shmon Esrei. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, this is a similar idea. Yardu Lesapeg. If they're down by eulogy, they're in an amphitheater or something for eulogy. Ha'choyim panim, those are sitting in the front row. Peturim, they're exempt for Shema and Shmon Esrei. V'sheim panim, those who are not sitting in the front row, those further back, since they're not as involved, chayav, they're required. Okay?
Isn't this a principle of losasu, agudos, agudos, like making divisions?
No, losasu, agudos, agudos would be that where they conflict. Everybody's the same and they do different things. But here there are different hierarchies. They're the front rows and the back rows. So it's not agudos, agudos.
The one before is like different intent, whatever your intent is. If your intent is this, the halacha is this way. If your intent is different, the halacha is another way. It's like, it's bizarre.
Well, I would answer you, it's an impetus for all the people there for Yishum Kovah to be there because of Menachem Avel. They can make that decision. So it's telling them, you know, go be Menachem Avel. Just stay in their curiosity so what happens by a lot of Leviathan, then you're not bothered from Shema. Why should we bother you? Don't go. Maybe it's an incentive not to go. Yeah, as long as you're not in the front row, right? Now, well, that we're going to see now. Says the Gemara, Hada Detzninon, this is what we learned, Holni Beshura, those who are standing in line, Pnimim Peturim, those who are standing. Now, I'm going to learn this like I like it. So I'm going to say my pshat in this. Pnimim Chitzonim here doesn't mean inner and outer. I mean, it literally means inner and outer. But it means that you have a long row. The Avelim are walking down the middle, let's say. Or the people are proceeding on both sides of Avelim. It makes no difference in the moment. But the simplicity says the Avelim are proceeding down the middle of the row. And you're the Pnimium. You're closer here. But it's a long line. There are people 10 minutes down the line, at the end of the line. So the Pnimium, those are right now by the Avel, they're exempt. But the Chitzonim, the people who are further downfield, they have time to say Shema. Let them say Shema while they're waiting for the Avelim to come by them. Okay? So, Pnimim Peturim, Vachitzonim Chayovim. This is Mishnah Achrona. This is Mishnah Achrona. What is Mishnah Achrona? Hadatani, I'm sorry, the following case. Hadatani, I'm sorry, this is Mishnah Achrona, the first thing. We had another verse that says, "Ha'omdi mishum kavod chayavim." Those who are standing there because of honor of the mesim are chayav. Mishum avel paturim. Those who are standing there because of avelus are potter. This is mishnah rishoyna. Now, what's the difference between mishnah rishoyna and mishnah achoyna? So there were two stages. Originally, what they used to do was that the avelim would walk down the middle, and the people would be stationary. Okay, so the people would be stationary, so the Pnimim people right by that veil would have to say would be putter from Shema. The people further down the line, they're not putter from Shema, they'll say Shema while they're waiting. That was Mishnah Rishonah. Mishnah Achroina, what happened was is that the veil was stationary. The veil stopped moving. The people moved in front of that veil. If the people moved in front of that veil, so then the loch is different. The loch is now if there were two rows. This brought down not here, but the Mefarshim say. There were two rows now. There's, if here the Avelim are standing, over here are the people who are walking, and there's one row, and there's another row next to it. So the row over here, the people in the row meeting next to Avelim, they're talking to be Menachem Avil. They say, they're Potter from Shema. The row behind that, the people in the back, they're there just out of curiosity or out of honor, but not to be Menachem Avil. They're Chayav in Shema. Okay?
What about the people that are 10 minutes down the line?
They're also Chayav in Shema.
Even they are Chayav.
They're Chayav in Shema.
Okay, just like the Mishnah.
Right. Now, Vahai the Tznina, what about that which you learned over there, Tamon in Sanhedrin? Kshumanachim es acherim, when he consoles others. Now, is the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is an Avelus. Who was actually being Menachem other people, I'm sorry. Derech kol ha'am ovrim zechar zeh. So then the entire nation passes by him. Va'memuneh mematzo beino lebeinam. And the person who's in charge would stand between the Kohen Gadol and the rest of the nation. So he's like a buffer. That's the honor of the Kohen Gadol, that there be somebody between him and the nation. Who's this going like? That's Mishnah Achrona. That's Mishnah Achrona because the Kohen Gadol is stationary and all the people are walking. Okay, which is like Mishnah Achrona. The thing is, one more minute. The thing is, Svarim Acherim say, and this is a later emendation in the text. You never find this in actual Gemara. Svarim Acher means, says Rishayna. This is like Mishnah Rishayna, because not like Mishnah Achrona, because he's consoling them. It's not Mishnah Achrona, it's Mishnah Rishayna. He's consoling them, and he's stationary. What's that like? That's like Mishnah Rishayna. How's like Mishnah Rishayna? Because in Mishnah Rishayna, the Avelim walk, and the Menachemim are stationary. And here it says, Kohen Gadol's Menachem them. So they're walking, and he's stationary. That's like Mishnah Rishayna. So says the Gemara, let's just get up to the next Mishnah. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, yeah, 49 I want back. Who has 49 so far? Where's 49? I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, "Barishoina, at the first, how mishpachas om those the families would stand, those families were consoling. Ba'avelim o and avelim would walk. Misharaba tachrus, but then all the families would fight. Who's going to stand first in line? You know, who's going to stand close to avelim? Even avelus chashivus is important, right? Covet is covet, right?" So Mishrabi Mitachrus Bitziporin, when they started having competition Tziporin, which family would stand where? Hiskim Rabbi Yochel Yosebichalafta, Rabbi Yosebichalafta decided, Shemishpacha Soivris, Vavel Mondi. Let the families walk by, and the Vavel will stand, and therefore whoever walks by first, walk by first. You know, first come, first serve. I'm Rabbi Shimon the Tosefta, Rabbi Shimon who appears as a Tosefta said, Chazard Vrim Liyoshna. Now the minig is the way they originally did it. Now the minig is that our minig today is, if you ever noticed on the way back from a Beit HaKfaras, Menachemim stand, the consoler stand, and the Avelim walk through the Shura, and they get consoled. So we went back, for some reason, which the Gemara does not explain, to the minig of Mishnah Rishoyna. And we'll stop here for tonight.